Aaron ben Moshe, his neshama should have an aliyah. So this week's parsha, we learn all about the big day kahuna, parsha's truma, we learn about the mishkan and all sorts of parts of the next phase of the Klal Yisrael living through the midbar. So we have an interesting gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis and Yuma Daf Zayin, where the gemara learns out the following halacha from our parsha. Amar Abba Barav Huna, chayiv adam lemashmish betfilin kol shah v'shah. Says the gemara, a person has to make sure to pay attention while you're wearing your tefillin every single day. You have to make sure to be memashmesh, which means that you feel it, to make sure you remind yourself that you're actually wearing the tefillin. How do we know such a din? Why is that true? Says the Gemara, Kavachomer mitzitz. We learn this halacha out from the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. What about the tzitz? Ma tzitz she'em bo elaz karaacha, says the Gemara. A tzitz which only has one Shem Hashem, right? It has Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke on the top, Kodesh La Hashem. And still, Amr Torah v'haya al-mitzchot tamid, the Torah says that one, the Kohen Gadol, has to be careful to remind himself all the time that the tzitz is actually on top of his head, al-mitzchot tamid, all the time. Shalo yasiach daitim imenu. So tefillin, sheyesh ben azkaras harbe, tefillin which has many, many more than just one Shem Hashem in it. So certainly one has to be careful, alachas kama v'kama, says the Gemara, certainly one has to be careful, shalo yasiach daitim in tefillin, that he always has to keep in mind and concentrate while wearing the tefillin. So it's an interesting Kedushas Levi, where the Barditcheva writes that we have a din, that it's usher for us to be Mesiach Das from the tefillin, but he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu also follows this very same halacha that we follow. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? So the Gemara tells us in Brachas Davav that tefillin demar yalma mahi, maksivbe. What does it say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Doesn't say the same thing as it says in ours. In our tefillin we have four parshias, Shema v'hayim Shema, Kaddish v'hayim Kiviyacha. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, the Gemara tells us, it says, Mika amcha Yisrael gayecha ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin is all about us. So says the Barditcheva, the Kedushas Levi, says the same way we have a din that it's usher for us to be Mesiach Das, we are never allowed to forget the fact that we have Shema V'Hayim Shema, we're always supposed to think about Avos Hashem while we wear our tefillin. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayachal also is never Mesiach Das from his tefillin, which is Mika Amcha Yisrael. He's always looking after us and making sure that we are provided with everything we need. Not only that, there Mayemis, the Ger Rebbe, adds on to the Kedushas Levi, and he says, the same way we have a halacha that the tefillin have to be made me'or echad, generally we're machmir, that the tefillin should be made from one piece of skin, one piece of hide, it's a big chumrah. So too he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, which is Klal Yisrael, Mikam Cha Yisrael, we also have to make sure that we're or echad, that we're all together, that we're mu'uchadim, that we live ba'achtus, and we get along with one another. That says the Imre Yemes is also perhaps a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects our Hilchos tefillin as well. So let's get back to this kavachomer that the Gemara has. The Gemara says the same way that by the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, it had one shem havaya, and therefore you always have to make sure not to be Mesiach Das, so kavachomer to our tefillin, which one also has to make sure never to be Mesiach Das while wearing the tefillin. So it's interesting, Tosis over there raises the question, when you have a kavachomer, you have to make sure that all sides are actually equal, that everything matches up, but Tosis asks the question over here, not everything's equal, the equation doesn't play out. Why? Because by the tzitz you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is begoloi, Tosfos says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is outright. Everyone can see when they look at the tzitz, Kodesh LaHashem. By the tefillin, the Shem HaVayah is inside. It's covered up, so it's not the same. How can you say we learn from the tzitz to the tefillin? That the same way, one always has to be careful to remind himself about the tefillin, the tzitz. So too, you have to remind yourself about the tefillin. It's not the same. By the tzitz, the Shem HaVayah is revealed. It's begoloi. And by the tefillin, the Shem Havayah is tucked away inside of the tefillin. So the Marsha already says, what do you mean? You have the Shin Dalad Yud on the tefillin, okay? So the Marsha explains that. But basically, with the Shem Havayah that's inside of our tefillin, it's not exactly the same comparison to the tzitz. So this is the question of Tosis, which leads Tosis to assume that this whole kavachomer about being Mesiach Das from the tefillin that we learn from tzitz, that is only a kavachomer midrabanan. It's not a full-fledged kavachomer. Why? Because again, we have a pircha, we have a question that one can ask, that one can raise, on such a kavachomer. So that's what Tosis assumes. And this is only a kavachomer midrabanan. The Rambam disagrees. And the Sefer Achinuch, they both seem to say that no, this is a kavachomer, it's a din d'oraisa, that when one wears tefillin, he is not allowed to be Mesiach Das. It's not just a nice idea, midrabanan kavachomer, that we learn from tzitz. No, it's a kavachomer d'oraisa. Now, the Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, over there the Gemara is talking about all the dinim of duchening, of birchas kohanim. So the Gemara says, b'medina, when they used to duchen outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Medina means outside of the Beis HaMikdash proper, Kohanim nosim yedeim keneged kisveim. The Kohanim would raise their hands for Nesias Kapayim parallel to their heads. However, B'Migdash, when they duchened in the Beis HaMikdash, me'al gabi rosheim, everyone used to lift their hands above their heads. Why? Because they used to use real Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they duchened in the Beis HaMikdash. However, says the Gemara, chutz mikohen gadol, when the Kohen Gadol used to duchen, even in the Beis HaMikdash, he did not raise his hands above his head. Why? So the Gemara says, Shalom Agbiya Yadav Lamaila Menatzitz, because he was not allowed to raise his hands above where the tzitz was on his forehead. Why not? Rashi explains, because there was a Shem Hashem on the tzitz, so it's not proper to raise one's hands sort of to outshine the tzitz, which is on top of his head. So the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to raise his hands that high. So the Ravid writes on Maseches Tamid, the Ravid, one of the great Rishonim, says, well, what about the tefillin? We never find a halacha that you're not allowed to raise your tefillin while you're davening, right? Some people raise their hands while they're davening. So we never find that you're not allowed to lift your hand up above your tefillin, even though the tefillin have many more Shem Havaya than the tzitz has. So if the Gemara says that one is not allowed to raise his hands above the tzitz, so certainly one shouldn't be allowed to raise his hands above the tefillin. This is the kasha that the Ravid asks, and the Yireim asks the same question, other Rishonim. But what leads the Yireim to say is that, no, there's a major difference between the tefillin and the tzitz. And the difference is, yes, it's going to be a bizayin to the Shem Havaya on the tzitz, which is begalui, which is revealed, if you're going to raise your hands above it and cover it up. But on the tefillin, which the Shem Havaya is already inside, it's already mechusa, it's covered over in its very nature, so therefore that would not be the same bizayin to the tefillin as it would be to the tzitz. And therefore we don't find this halacha of one not being allowed to raise his hands above the tefillin, even though we do find it by the tzitz. So what exactly is this halacha of hesach hadas, that we find one is not allowed to be mesiach das while wearing tefillin? So in order to understand it, we have to first look at a gemara. The Rishonim present a gemara in Sukkah Dav Chava, where the gemara says, ha-nichnas lishon shinas harai. Somebody who goes down in the middle of the day, you're at work, this was back in the days when they used to wear tefillin all day, so you're doing something, whatever you're doing, and you get a little tired, so you go to put your head down for a few minutes. Shinas harai just means you're going to doze off for a couple of minutes. So says the Gemara, Ratza choleitz, Ratza miniach. If I want, I can keep my tefillin on. If I want, I can fall asleep with my tefillin off. That's what the Gemara says. Either way is fine. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? If there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mesiach das, if there's a halacha that a person always has to keep in mind while wearing the tefillin, that I am wearing my tefillin and I'm never allowed to forget the fact that I'm wearing them, so then how can the Gemara tell me that when I'm going to sleep, shinas arai, when I'm going to sleep dozing off in the middle of the day, I'm allowed to keep my tefillin on? How can that be the case? That's what the Rishonim ask. Says the Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah as follows, Devadai hesach hadas lo havi elo kishaomid v'kalas rosh v'schok. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, as quoted by the Rosh, when we say you're not allowed to be mesiach das while you wear tefillin, it doesn't mean you have to think every second that you're wearing tefillin. No, says Rabbeinu Yonah, all it means is you're not allowed to think about schok v'kalas rosh. You're not allowed to be lightheaded. You have to be serious when you wear the tefillin. Aval kishaomid b'yiro mesasek b'tzrachav. Let's say a person is doing his business, and I'm in a serious mood when I do my business. I'm not thinking right now while I'm doing business about my tefillin, but I'm also not thinking about things which are schok v'kalas rosh. Even though I'm not thinking about the tefillin per se, still says the Rabbeinu Yonah, Ein zek nikra hesach hadas. This is not a violation of being mesiach das from the tefillin. And that's the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Rama in the Darkei Moshe in Siman Reish Nun Beis, the Rama Asakashi says, the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, interesting Gemara, the Gemara says that when one is coming close to Ben Ashmashus of Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos, Yotzim et tefillin erev Shabbos im chashecha. One is allowed to go outside wearing his tefillin, even though it's right before Shabbos. Why am I allowed to do that? Says the Gemara, because we know that it's usher to be mesiach das from the tefillin. So the Gemara says, mitker dokir. I'm going to remember, since I'm always thinking about my tefillin, so I'm obviously going to remember when Shabbos comes in. Oh, I'm still wearing my tefillin, I better take them off. When I hear the siren ringing, that now it's Shabbos. So says the Rama, don't you see from here that the Rabbeinu Yonah is incorrect? Rabbeinu Yonah says, I don't have to be thinking. Mesiach das doesn't mean you have to think every second that you wear the tefillin, I'm actually doing the mitzvah of tefillin right now. That's not what you have to do. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the only violation of hesach hadas is when I'm schok v'kalas rosh. So then how do you explain this Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara seems to say that the reason one is allowed to wear tefillin right before Ben Ashmashas of Shabbos is because I'm going to remind myself that that I'm wearing my tefillin, I'm not going to forget and carry them outside. That is the kasha that the Rama has in the Darkei Moshe. But be it as it may, this is the shita of the Rush, and this is what he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. However, the Shagas Aryeh quotes from the Rambam and the Ramban that they disagreed with this Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah. And they felt that, no, the din of hesach hadas by tefillin is totally different. Says the Rambam, Hamitzar, somebody who is mitzar for whatever reason, you're not in a good mood. Umisha ain't died to me yoshevas, or someone who is tefloigen, I'm in the middle of a business deal, I'm in the middle of doing something, and I don't have a clear mindset right now. Says the Rambam, Pater min ha-tefillin, I do not have to wear tefillin at that time. I don't have to wear tefillin at that time. Shamei niach tefillin, says the Rambam, also lo l'hasiach daita mehem, because when I wear tefillin, I am not allowed to take my mind off of the tefillin, says the Rambam, even afilu rega acha, says the Rambam. Even for 1 second, while I wear my tefillin, I must keep in mind the whole time that I'm wearing tefillin. So the Shagas Aryeh points out that this is not at all like the way Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh are learning. So number one, it seems from the Rambam, when the Rambam says Hamitzdar, someone who's in a bad mood, it doesn't mean, meaning I could have said that Mitzdar, when do I not have to wear tefillin, is if the tefillin gives me a headache. We just had a shayla recently, a woman called up that her shetel gives her a headache. And not only her shetel, but a head covering, a scarf, anything she wears gives her a headache. So, you know, my father said, go to a psychologist, okay? So she did. She actually did, and it turns out she has some sort of problem, but whatever it is, right now she has a problem, so what are you supposed to do? How much is a person mechuyev to be mitzdara themselves in order to be mekayim the mitzvah satorah? So over here also, when the Rambam says ha-mitzdara, I would have said that, when do you say that a mitzdara is pater menat tefillin? That's only if wearing the tefillin gives me a headache, or whatever it is, or I can't have, I don't know how to watch over my body, so for me it's a mitzdara, so for me I don't wear tefillin. But the Rambam seems to say mitzdara is any reason why I'm mitzdar, even if the reason I'm mitzdar is because I just lost a relative, because I'm at a levaya, because I'm thinking about a business deal, whatever it is, if I'm in a bad mood or I can't think straight, still says the Rambam, even though it's not machmas hatfilin, I would have said that you're going to be pater. We find a similar idea by the Ptur Mitzdar from Sukkah. The Rishonim have a machlokas, the Rama paskins in Hilchos Sukkah and Simatav Reish Mem, in the name of the Mordechai, who's quoting from Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, that when a person, when we say a person ha-mitzdar is patur min ha-sukkah, what kind of mitzdar do we mean? So says the Rama, no, that only means if you're mitzdar from sitting in the sukkah. For example, it's freezing cold outside, or it's boiling hot, or I have bugs coming, the bees are biting me all over. So then I'm mitzdar, and if I'm going to go in the house, then I'm going to be comfortable. So then we say mitzdar patur min ha-sukkah. That's the way the Rama paskins. Other Rishonim, the Ma'arik disagrees. The Ma'arik says, no, mitzdar means mitzdar, meaning a person who's, for whatever reason, he can't handle being outside, meaning I don't feel well. I'm not going to feel any better if I sit inside. Still says the Ma'arik, even though the mitzdar is not machmas ha-sukkah, the reason why I don't feel well has nothing to do with the fact that I'm sitting in the sukkah, and by going inside I'm still not going to feel any better. Still says the Ma'arik, I would assume that the person is called a mitzdar and he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Why is that the case? So I saw one of the Achronim suggest the following explanation, and that machlokas Rishonim, which really ties into our sugi over here as well by tefillin. And that is, what the Rishonim are arguing about by sukkah, by a mitzdar patim and a sukkah, is why is a mitzdar patim and a sukkah? So most of the Rishonim learn, and this is the way the Rama understands, the reason mitzdar is patim and a sukkah is because we have a din, teishu ke'en toduru. You have to live the same way that you would live inside of your house. That's the way you're supposed to live in the sukkah. So if I lived in a house where there were leaks and it was freezing and the heat was broken, I would move out. I would go take out a hotel room. If I lived in a house where there were bees all over the place, I would make sure to find a different place to live because I can't live like that. So therefore they say the only time mitzdar is going to be pater is when you're mitzdar from the conditions of the sukkah, from the natural conditions. But if it's a mitzdar just because I'm not feeling well, and I'm not going to feel any better by going inside, so then you wouldn't assume that I would be pater from sitting in the sukkah. However, the Ma'arik understands that the reason mitzdar is pater has nothing to do with teishu kein toduru. Rather, the Ma'arik says the reason why mitzdar is pater min ha-sukkah is because we have a halacha by sukkah that one has to remember, ki basukkah hashavti es b'nei Yisrael. When you sit in the sukkah, you're supposed to have in mind specific intent, specific havana, that the Torah asked me to sit in the sukkah in order to remember what happened in the midbar. So if I'm not going to have the clarity of mind, for whatever reason, doesn't matter why, either because it's freezing outside, or because it's boiling hot, or because I'm not feeling well, or because, for whatever reason, there, says the Ma'arik, I would be pater from sitting in the sukkah because I cannot think clearly about what I'm supposed to be thinking about. And I think if you understand that's the pshat in the Ma'arik, that would be the pshat in the Rambam here also. Why does the Rambam say, if a person loses a relative or he's stam in a bad mood, he doesn't have to wear his tefillin? Why should he be pater? The reason is because the Rambam understands at the din hesach hadas is I always have to keep in mind that I'm wearing my tefillin, and I have to remember leman tia teres Hashem b'ficha. The reason why I wear tefillin is because I'm supposed to remember that objective, that all those taryag mitzvahs are something that's important. It's supposed to be on the forefront of my mind, and therefore, if one is not going to have the clarity of mind for whatever reason it might be, nothing to do with having a headache from your tefillin, either way we would assume that one would be pater from the tefillin. That is what the Rambam understands. So now, the problem is like this. The kasha on the Rambam would be, how does the Rambam, if you're right, that mitzdar patur min ha-tefillin, for whatever reason it might be, so how do you explain this Gemara? If hesach hadas by tefillin means that one has to think every minute that he's wearing the tefillin, why he's wearing them and what he's doing, so then how can you understand when the Gemara says if one goes to sleep, he's allowed to wear his tefillin if he wants? The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chavav, as we mentioned before, for those who are still with me, so the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chavav, that one is allowed to go to sleep, shinas arai, with the tefillin. How are you allowed to do that? Ah, you're not going to be thinking. And the Rambam says you have to think kol rega. Every second that you're wearing the tefillin, you have to think about the fact that you're wearing them. So how does the Rambam explain the Gemara? Not only that, the Emek Bracha, one of the Talmidim of Rab Chaim, points out that how does the Rambam say that a mitzdar is patur min hatfilin? Why are you mitzdar? Why are you patur min hatfilin? Because you can't think straight. There's going to be a hesach hadas. What do you mean? But I have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. There's an outside halacha which we learn from the tzitz that you're not allowed to be mesiyah das. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah of tefillin? So what? You're in a bad mood. Do the mitzvah anyway. When a person's going to shake lulav, you're going to tell him if you're in a bad mood, you can't pay attention, you shouldn't do it? Of course you should do it. It's better if you have kavanah, but too bad. If you can't have kavanah, do the mitzvah anyway. So you miss out on that part of having the kavanah. So that's the achronim are bothered with this question. And not only that, there's a major problem that the Shulchan Aruch seems to have a stira within the psukim in the Shulchan Aruch itself. On the one hand, the Mechaber paskins that someone is allowed to sleep a shinas arai while wearing his tefillin, which seems to indicate, like the Rush, that the whole din hesach hadas just means that one is not allowed to be in a mindset of schok v'kalas rosh. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskin, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that someone who's mitzdayer doesn't have to wear tefillin, so it's a steer in the rush. And sorry, it's a steer in the Mechaber. So this is a major problem. So the answer that's suggested by some achronim, the major one who discusses it is the Pri Yitzchak, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, so he writes the ideas as follows. And with this we will, daven Marv. It's almost time for Marv. So the achronim suggest the following. That when do we say that there's a din that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das when you wear tefillin? That's only at a time when you're chayiv to wear tefillin. For example, the Magen Avraham writes, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Shabbos is not a time when you're allowed to wear tefillin. Let's say for whatever reason you wear your tefillin on Shabbos anyway. We won't talk about why, but for whatever reason you wear your tefillin on Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, there would be no iser hesach hadas if you're wearing your tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? What do you mean? How are you allowed to wear a tefillin without thinking about them? No, so the Pri Yitzchak says, you see from the Magen Avraham, the way he quotes that halacha is that this whole din of hesach hadas is just a prat. It's just a detail in the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. So there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin, but part and parcel of that mitzvah is that while you wear the tefillin, you have to think about it. It's not an outside factor. Rather, this is a major integral part of the wearing of the tefillin, that one has to concentrate while wearing the tefillin, not to be distracted and not to do other things. It's not the same as shaking lulav. When a person shakes lulav, you can think about whatever you want. Just shake the lulav. Over here, no. If you're not going to put on the tefillin, when you're mechuyev to wear the tefillin, if you're not going to put them on while having kavana, while having specific intent for what you're supposed to be doing, then one would not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah at all. However, when one is sleeping, and I'm not mechuyev in mitzvahs while I'm sleeping, then there's no violation of being mesiach das in the tefillin. Same way the Magen Avraham says if someone wears tefillin on Shabbos, it's not a violation of the din hesach hadas. So to over here, it says the Pri Yitzchak, if somebody wears the tefillin while sleeping, that would not be a violation of hesach hadas. So either way, however you assume, like the Rambam, like the Rush, like Rabbeinu Yonah, whatever it is, one should be careful to be in the proper mindset while wearing the tefillin, to have kavana. Not only that, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Radvaz, and that is, we have a machlokus in the Gemara Brachas, whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. We paskin like the compromise shita of the Radvaz, that by mitzvahs d'araisa, a person has to have kavana. By mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you don't have to have kavana, which means a person always has to think, to be mekayim a mitzvah, like we make an announcement by Parsha Zachar. Everyone should have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of Timcha Zechar Amalek. Why do we make an announcement? How come we don't make an announcement every day? When you lane, why don't you make an announcement by Shemana Esrei? Everyone should have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shemana Esrei. The answer is, because we hold that mitzvah shrichas kavana, by mitzvahs d'araisa, a person always has to keep in mind what he is doing. But on top of that, the Mishneh Berurah quotes from the Bach that there are three mitzvahs where you have to have a double kavana. Not only do you have to have kavana that I'm doing the mitzvahs Hashem, but I have to have an added kavana of why I am doing it. And those mitzvahs are tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. Because in those three places, the Torah says specifically, leman. By sukkah it says, ki basukkah soshavti, leman yedu doroseichem, ki basukkah soshavti es b'nei Yisrael. You have to keep in mind why I'm doing this, because the Torah says I'm supposed to be remembering something. So I need two kavanas there. By tefillin also it says, L'mantia teres Hashem b'ficha, so I have to have double kavana. And number three, by tzitzis, it says also that I have to keep in mind, Uschartim is called mitzvah Hashem. So these are the three mitzvahs where you might have to have an added double kavana. But either way, one should always be careful while wearing the tefillin, not to be mesiach das, always to only think about nothing that has anything to do with schok v'kalas rosh, to be in a serious mindset, and to always be careful to be mekadesh the tefillin as they are expected to be mekudesh by us wearing them.